In a world full of noise and endless distractions, the hardest thing to find is clarity. Here, we uncover the ideas, tools, and stories that help you focus on what truly matters so that you can live and work with purpose. I'm Stuart Hislop, and this is The One Thing Guy. Have you ever had a day where you have just been non-stop busy? From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., your diary is back to back. You don't even have time to breathe. You don't even have time to have lunch. Yet, at the end of the day, when you reflect back, it's almost like nothing got done. You were so busy, but you just can't remember what you were doing. You were almost on autopilot throughout the day. And it's a question that has come up so many times when I actually sit down with clients and I ask them, right, give me a reflection on your day. Have a look at your diary. What did you do? And they can start throwing out, I went on 2 appointments. I did this. And then I start to go a little bit deeper and I say, okay, so in that appointment, what exactly did you do? What was the outcome? And they give me this blank. They almost get to that point of, well, I actually cannot remember. So now I want to ask you another question. What if you were able to pick 1 hour every single day? So just picking 1 hour every single day, but you did such focused work in that 1 hour that it actually gave you all the results that you needed for the day. In other words, if you just work for 1 hour a day, it gave you the rest of the day off. That 1 hour, would you want it? And more importantly, I know that you're going to say, yes, I'd love to have that 1 hour a day that is so focused. I can actually remember it. I can recall it. And it just knocks off all of the tasks for the day, those big 80% that you want to just wipe out quickly. But how? How do we do that? How do we create the habit that allows us to do that? How do we remove that busyness that goes around us? You see, one of the key areas that I do find is when we're in a busy environment, we get almost wrapped up into everything that is around us. The noise that's around us, the social media that's around us, our clients that are demanding on us. We get so wrapped up into everybody else's requirements that we actually don't get to ours. And when you actually can sit down and reflect on all those activities that you've actually done in the day, and you marked it off on a paper, was it an activity that was your activity? In other words, an activity that you designed? Or was it an activity that was put onto you by somebody else because they said, hey, by the way, I'd love to meet you. Hey, I need this report, etc. When you start to reflect, you're going to find a majority was actually not in your control. It was actually outside of your control and put on top of you. A lot of the tasks that you could be doing is tasks that you're going to say, but Stuart, it's something that I had to do. Is it for you? Is it for somebody else? There's a question mark that comes in. You see, every day we are just rushing and rushing. We just want to get things done. And ultimately, we get into this point where we feel that we are very, very productive because we are busy. But here's the truth. And this is a truth that I coach to all my clients that I work with. We misunderstand the word productivity. You see, productivity isn't about doing more. All right? The truth is, productivity isn't about doing more. It's actually about doing less, but with more focus, energy, and intention. You see, when we ask questions, how productive was your day? It's not about the busyness that's come around you. It's about that real controlled element that's actually with intention, that energy, that focus that actually leads you closer to your desired goals. Now, desired goals is something where, well, that's where for so many of us, we actually don't even know what our desired goals are. So how do we remain productive if we don't know where we're moving towards? So it's always important to make sure that that goal structure that you have, that desired goal that's out in front of you, has absolute clarity around it. Once you've got the clarity, all you've got to do is just pick that 1 hour a day and actually make sure that that 1 hour, those activities are only focused towards achieving that particular goal. That's it. That's all you've got to do. But that's all very well. How do we actually go about and do that? So I want to share with you five very, very simple tips. These are actionable tips that you can actually implement right now, in fact, while you're listening to me, as well as you're going into the future. They are very simple. In fact, once you start putting these into action and they start becoming a habit and you're doing it on a daily basis, you're actually going to start feeling like you've got more time in the day. You're going to start feeling like you can achieve so much more in a day that you can remember. But more importantly, you're actually going to start feeling, and not only just feeling it, but you're going to start achieving that desired goal that you actually wanted and that you actually have set out for you. So what are these five different actionable tips that I want to share with you? Well, the very, very first one is, and it starts out with very, very small wins, all right? And these small wins actually start to build momentum, okay? Now, for so many of us, we go out, we do an activity, but we don't recognize that activity. All we do is we move on to the next activity. And when we move on to the next activity, we've actually just forgotten what we've done. And that's why when we get to the end of the day and we do a reflection, we actually can't remember what we've done out of it. But think of this. Anything that you've done that's had this massive reward, so for instance, a birthday party or maybe a celebration, you get in there, there's the noise, there's all of this celebration that comes around, it actually starts to invoke the memory bank. It says, that was cool, I like that. And when you can actually start to take that level of emotion and feeling and bring it down to the small wins. So what do we mean by doing those small wins? Well, it's quite simple. Whenever you do an activity that is an activity that is directly focused towards achieving your goal and you've now completed that activity, it could be something small, sending an email. Maybe it's making a phone call. It's very small. Celebrate the win. Actually, almost give yourself one of those punch in the sky type of moments. That was great. I've done that. I cannot wait until I do it again. When you can start to recognize those small, small victories, those small actions, those small wins, what actually happens is it actually invokes that memory and you get that same feeling again. And what it does, it gives you more energy to do the next one and then do the next one. But you're also going to be more focused on those activities that lead you closer to the goal. So the very first one, start with these small wins, celebrate it, and allow it to slowly build momentum. We love celebrations. We love to be happy all the time. So that's the very first one. And I know you can do it. It's so simple. It is something so, so simple that each and every one of you can actually do. The second one is something that I've actually been doing a lot of research, and it's now becoming almost a pandemic. And I say a pandemic and you're thinking, oh my gosh, COVID. No. I'm not talking about those type of pandemics. I'm talking about a pandemic to achieve your goal. And this particular pandemic is what we refer to as falling down the rabbit hole, chasing this next shiny object. In fact, what can happen for most of us is when we have a little bit of free time, we take that free time and say, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. Let me get onto social media, and we start doom scrolling. And what was maybe two or three swipes, which you thought I could just have a quick look for 2 minutes, next minute 30 minutes has passed, 60 minutes has passed, and you're still doing the same thing. You see, the pandemic is you're actually falling down a rabbit hole that you cannot get out of. You seem to be locked in this loop. You've got this FOMO. What if that next image, what if that next video is the one that I've been looking for? That one that's going to give me that inspiration. And this area is one area that really drains a lot of your time. So what can you do with it? Well, this is a new habit that I want you to start to create. I want you to start leveraging micro learning moments, okay? Micro learning moments. So what are micro learning moments? Well, it works like this. You've done a big task. You've been working an hour on a project. You come to the end of the project. You've given yourself that celebration. You're feeling absolutely fantastic. You think, you know what? I just need 5 minutes to recoup. So what do? That little 5 minutes, you leverage micro learning. Micro learning could be something as simple as maybe you've got a podcast. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's watching a YouTube instructional how-to, something that could improve what you're doing. Maybe it's talking to someone to say, hey, by the way, I can see that you've done this, but how did you do that? I'd love to learn the skill behind it. Take these little moments, and instead of doing the doom scrolling, use it as a learning opportunity to actually bring something in. Now, I'm not going out and saying, go and study a degree or a master's, something small, something that can give you that inspiration that will actually give you that relief. Something amazing actually happens when you learn something new. It starts to give you levels of excitement. And that level of excitement is you actually want to share it with somebody. You want to go out there and actually go, hey, by the way, I can do this or I can do that. Sharing something is one of these key areas that gives us this high level of motivation, and it will pull you away from that doom scrolling. And if you don't do it, I'm going to give you 2 thumbs up because that's absolutely fantastic that you're not going to be doom scrolling. But you'll see a little bit of a pattern that's starting to form. You do an activity. Activity one, or the actual actionable tip one, celebrate it. You then decide to take a little bit of a breather. Well, then add in some leveraged micro learning. All right. And you can see how you've now got this level of excitement. You now learn something which your brain actually loves to do. It loves to pull in that information. And then you can actually start to breathe and you start flowing into your next activities. When you can actually break a 1 hour, just with the first two, and you can actually do an activity, celebrate it, just learn something new. It could be reading something, and then you move into the next activity. You're going to find that momentum starts to grow on an ongoing basis. Now, the third actionable tip is one that I work with all my clients, and I tell them straight up. If you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail. That's kind of straightforward and simple. You need to have a plan, but you need to plan your day around energy, all right? Not just your calendar. You need to plan it around energy. So what do I mean by that? Well, so too often, we'll go into our calendar and we'll say, okay, I can see that there's an empty block from 2 until 3. Bang, let me put something in there. Oh, there's an empty block from 4 until 6. Bang, I'll put something in there. We just look at our calendar and we start filling it up. And then we go through our particular day, we get to 2 o'clock and we've had quite an exhausting morning. Maybe we've done a lot of driving, maybe we've spoken to a lot of clients. We sit down at our desk to do a particular topic or action and we just don't have that energy. We're drained, we feel drained. So what do we actually do? Well, we say, hey, I'm going to do it tomorrow, or let me just have a little bit of a breather and I'll maybe do it a little bit later. You see, when we start planning on our calendar instead of around our energy levels, ultimately what happens is that activity does not get its level of priority. So what do we need to do? Well, we need to actually identify in the day, when do we have the max amount of energy? And with most of my clients, I share this: front load your week, front load your day. Do your most important tasks in the beginning of the week, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then front load your day, do those most important tasks early in the morning or as early as you get into your particular office. You see, when you get into your office and you're sitting down to do a particular activity, you feel refreshed. You've got this energy. You have very little that's actually drained from you in the day, and you can actually go out and put that to task. Now, what you're going to find with this particular actionable tip is you can actually convert a 5 or 6 day week into a 3 or 4 day week. Now, when I talk about a 3 or 4 day week and a 5 or 6 day week, I'm talking about a productive week. And if you remember, a productive, it's not about doing more, it's about doing that focused tasks that's going to lead you to your desired goals. So you're going to actually front load your week, front load your day. I want you to relook at your calendar. I want you to look at those activities that really are high priority activities that will move you closer to achieving your particular goals. I want you to move them to the beginning of the week. I want you to move them to the beginning of the day so that you've got the maximum amount of energy. You can focus on it. Once you've done it, you can celebrate it. And then you take in that little moment where you can micro learn, because you'll see tip number 5 is going to give you some nice little roundup that'll put it all together. So I want you to start implementing front load your week, front load your day, so that you can actually start to move forward. Now, the 4th actionable tip is one that I was guilty of it right in the beginning. And it took a long time to realize that I had to have a cutoff time. I really had to have downtime. I fell into that trap that, well, if I'm not available 24/7, I'm going to lose my clients. And that was just burning me out. What was ultimately happening is I would work until 10, 11 o'clock, not having a great night's sleep because my mind was still rolling with all the information that I was trying to remember, starting early, but I was starting tired. I didn't have that high level of energy. And what it did was it crossed over into my family time. So then you start getting pressure from your family. Hey, you're not spending time with us, etc. So setting this boundary, this cutoff time, is so and so important. What you need to do is actually set your shutdown time. I will work until 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6, whatever that time is. But make sure that it's not, I'm going to work until 11 o'clock, because that's not a cutoff time. That's just pushing it all the way through. You need to have this time where you say, I will work until this particular time and I will shut down. With the change and people working hybrid, working remote offices, we fall into this trap of actually working later because we're working from home or a remote location. What we need to have is that shutdown where we move out. Very much like if you think in a corporate office, 5 o'clock, you need to leave because security wants to lock up. Think of it in that sense. You need to have that cutoff. Now, what actually happens is that psychology of saying, hey, I will work until 4 p.m. At 4 p.m., I will shut down and then I will actually move out of my office. What you actually will start doing is you'll actually start to be more focused. What can I complete by 4 p.m.? What is it that I really need to have done? What is it that I could take over to the next day instead of just continuing through the actual night? And what it prevents you from doing is overworking. And that's what we want to do, is we want to take that overworking and remove it, because overworking just removes that energy from you. So having that clear shutdown and really starting to abide by it is so important. Now, this also goes into the weekends. So too often we can actually sit and say, hey, we're going to work 7 days a week. Well, the human body needs rest. The human body needs that time to reflect on a personal level so that we can actually get that new level of energy. So you start looking, do I work on Saturdays? Do I work on Sundays? And if I do, when am I going to get that time back? Is it that I will then only be half day on a Wednesday, or maybe I'll finish early on a Friday? You start looking at your calendar and you create these cutoff times and you block off days that you do not work. It's hard, but once you get into that routine, you're going to start seeing the benefit out of all of that. So now you're getting into this particular routine where ultimately you are going to be doing these activities when you complete it, giving yourself that little high five, just so that you can build that momentum. Then having a small little micro learning gaps, which actually just gives you some nice new inspiration. Planning that calendar where you're front loading it and front loading the day so that you're getting your most important tasks when your energy is at the highest, not when it's available on your calendar, it's when it's at its highest. And having that firm cutoff is the 4th one. cutting off at that perfect time where you can say, right, now I'm going to be going into an area where I'm going to re-energize myself. And this leads me to the fifth one. And the fifth one is something new that I didn't know that there was such a term. And I researched it and I got to realize it's something that I do every single day. And I didn't know that this is what it's called. What it's called is the look back, look forward method. All right. So look back, look forward method. And you practice this on a daily basis. Now, for me, I normally do this in the evenings. It's normally around about 7 o'clock. It takes me no more than about 5 minutes. It could be something. I could be sitting in the lounge with my family, and I just do this quick little look back. The look back is a reflection of my day. I celebrate those small little wins, and I actually will share them with my wife and my family. I say, hey, by the way, today I did this, and it was amazing. I share and I reflect. I look back and I share and I reflect that with the people around me. Then from doing that, I will actually learn, hey, wait a minute. There were some things that I did in the day that was absolutely amazing. I actually used a certain script, or I did something in a certain way and it actually leveled it up. It actually created some kind of positive energy. So then I go into phase two, look forward. You see, I look for the inspiration of the reflection of the day. And I use that to start looking forward, to set me up for the next day. You see, I use that energy inside of me to build. I use that energy from what's happened in the previous day to give me this positive energy for the next day. And when you do that on an ongoing basis, what actually happens is you want to celebrate wins. You want to learn something new. You want to get all this energy. You want to get all this work out. You want to get to a point where when you reflect, it's just like positive energy. And then when you start looking forward, you just cannot wait until you're creating the new memory, creating that new celebration. You see, point number five is one that you can do every single day. And it's one that actually does like almost like a reset of your batteries and allow you to start moving forward. So go through these five little actionable steps to help you in your particular business. Now, I want to close with a memorable quote, something that in doing the research, this actually came out and it started to resonate with me. And it goes like this: action creates action. Okay, action creates action, and the smallest intentional step can become the momentum that transforms your entire day. And I just look at that and I go, that is so, so true. Action creates action, and even the smallest intentional step can become the momentum that transforms your entire day. You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.